Today we'd like to see the title of beautiful outwards in Matthew chapter 23, verses 1-39. Do not wash your souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verses 6 and 7, they love the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi. What do these mean in the context? And how can we apply these to our lives? Question 2 in verse 11. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 26. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last chapter 22, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and Herodians have just had a confrontation with Jesus to plot to put him into death. In the last Matthew chapter 22, verses 45-46, if David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. Jesus asked the Pharisees, whose son is the Christ or Messiah? God told the eternal kingdom to David through Nathan. God told through Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord resting upon a rod from the stem of Jesse, David's father. So, the Christ or Messiah is David's descendants, as they answered, the son of David. So cross-reference in 2 Samuel 7:16, Isaiah 11:1-2. Today, text verses 1 and 2. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, the 1 and 2. Moses said, is a teaching plate seen by everybody, but not only a teacher, but all the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat to be seen by men, in verse 5. So here now, verse 5, for they bind heavy burdens hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. Whatever they tell you about Scripture, you should observe the words in the scriptures and do their consequent practices. But you should not learn their inconsequent practice because they know the scriptures but do not live by the scripture. To be seen by people, draw attention from people, or to impress people, they make a small letterbox containing the scriptures, verses, scripture verses, and long tassels. Then verse 6-7. They love the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplace, and to be called by men Rabbi, Rabbi. They love the best seat at feast or in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplace, and to be called teacher by people, because they hunger for more money, more power, and higher position. So they don't want to impress God, but people, even with heartless emotional play. We are all of us just brothers and sisters in Christ. None of us have any higher position of a hierarchy, but we have a variety of gifts, ministries, or operations of the same Spirit who works all in all. Especially teachers or word ministers have a higher responsibility than other ministers, subject to strict judgment against inconsistent teaching with the Scripture. The cross references right here. Then verse 8-10. But you do not be called a rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. An ultimate teacher is Christ, because all other world ministries, such as Bible teacher or pastor, are servants of Christ. Our ultimate forever father is God the Father, not an earthly father. Also, we should love Christ supremely above any creatures. The cross reference right here, Matthew, we should not love your parents more than the Lord. So, 11, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Christ is the greatest among us because he served us with even his death on cross. Jesus showed his disciples how to serve one another by washing their feet. So be conscious of his presence, be humble, and do from heart to others. Then you will be rewarded by the Lord in heaven. All cross reference right here. Verse 12, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. If you exalt yourself, the Lord will debase you. If you humble yourself, the Lord will exalt you. Here, James 4:6, cross reference. 13-15. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against man. For you neither go in your service, nor do you allow these who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive a great condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. The world is a great sorrow. Scribes and Pharisees are hypocrites or pretenders. A pretense in verse 14. The people who say the scriptures but do not is a consequent practice or do not live by the scriptures. They take material advantage of widows and pretend a long prayer, being subject to great judgment at their inward fleshly hearts. They go everywhere, land and sea, and bring a proselyte, a converter from an idea or religion to another idea or religion, here Judaism, to fall into the hell twice worse than themselves. 16 up to 22. Woe to you, blind guys, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obligated to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on him, he is obligated to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it, and by all things on it. Who swears by temple swears by it, and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. While scribes and Pharisees interpreted the scripture, they made additional laws equal to or greater than God's law itself, although God disallowed any addition or deletion of his word. And they bound people to their made laws, and so the blind guides guided the people into ditch, not into the Lord's light. Since to swear oath or vow binds people, their made oath law designed to draw money, power, glory from people. So, impossible oath or vow is by gold, not by temple, and by gifts, not by the altar, although the altar and the temple are the great things. Jesus explained the great things as the one swears by heaven, where God sits on the throne of God, although Jesus doesn't recommend it to swear oath to believers. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint, anise, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without having the others undone. You know the heart of mind is weightier, or more important than the outward of doing, because the outward doing should be the former's consequent practice. Here, the tithes without the mind of love, mercy, and faith of the Lord is not accepted by the Lord. Note, in New Testament time, tithes recommendary, while this is mandatory, tithes mandatory. Old Testament mandatory, the cross reference right here. 24:25. Blind guys and who strain out a gnat and swallow or a camel. What to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion or steal, robbery kind of thing, and self-indulgence. They had blind guys took out unclean insect, the gnat, but their inward hearts are all fleshly minded, such as a full extortion and self-indulgence. 26. Blind Pharisees first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside then may be cleansed also. Not to be blind, they should first cleanse the inward heart, which may be followed by the outward appearance, because the inward is weightier or more important than the outward. 27-28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like a whitewashed tomb, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to man, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. They have a beautiful outward appearance, like a whitewashed tomb, but inward heart, such as a full hypocrisy and the violation of God's law, like the full decay of the dead body and bones. 29:34. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we do not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are son of those who murdered the prophet. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. Although scribes and Pharisees had the same heart as their father's heart against the ministers of the Lord, such as prophets, wise men, or scribes, they covered their inward fleshly heart by building the tomb of the prophet, adorning the monuments of those righteous or those who live by faith, and witnessing against their father's fleshly heart. And so they pretended to be righteous before people. Jesus called them as serpents, brood of vipers, because their heart to kill Jesus and his followers would be followed by its consequent practice to kill, crucify, scourge, and persecute the ministers of God as Jesus and his disciples would be done so. 35. That on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Abel's sacrifice to the Lord by faith was accepted by God, but God rejected Cain's sacrifice. Cain was mad at God and at Abel, killing Abel, the innocent or righteous man. Zechariah prophesied against Joash returning to idolatry after Jehoiada the priest died. Jehoiada may be grandfather of Zechariah as the son of Berechiah, because the grandfather Belshazzar was Nebuchadnezzar, but was written as his father Nebuchadnezzar, the important name in history, in the scripture. Although the father Belshazzar was Nabonidus. What an inerrant scripture. So all cross-reference right here. 36, 37. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her. How often I want to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Jesus told these to come upon everyone in this generation, but God's mercy endures forever. Even if they persecuted the Lord and His ministers, the Lord still wants to forgive them, if available. That's your amazing love. Praise the Lord and give thanks to Him. See, your house is left to you desolate. Jesus prophesied Jerusalem to be desolate. In 70 AD, Titus the general destroyed Jerusalem and scattered Israelites into the world. 39, for I say to you, you shall see me no more, till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus' second coming is prophesied by Jesus. Then during the Great Tribulation, the remnant Israelite would acknowledge the pierced Jesus, the death suffering Jesus, the firstborn and only Son of God. Then they would bless the coming blood, Jesus Christ, your Savior. All cross reference right here. We covered all three questions continually. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So, you should pray and love for the communist